So I want to change the topic, if we can, to talk about donations, because as we heard earlier, more than $10 million was spent by the Teal Independent campaigns, and your campaign alone spent more than $2.1 million. That's the donations you received, almost $2 million in donations. Are you fueling the rise in political spending, a spending arms race by committing to that much money, to accepting that much money?
Look, I know it was an expensive campaign, and I think, it was, for me, I think the biggest difference, however, was the volunteers. So we had over 1,500 volunteers in our campaign who, when you ask people in Wentworth what made the difference, it's people who, just the visibility of people who said, I care about climate change, I care about integrity, I care about a future-focused economy, and I'm going to support an independent. So I'm really proud of the volunteers, and I'm very grateful for the donations as well, because honestly, if you're an independent and you need, it's a lot just to be known in the community. That takes a lot of time. But I also agree with you, PK, that I believe we should fundamentally reform how we do political spending. But I can't do that on my own. You actually need to get that across the parliament. And that's something that I'm going to be driving as part of my time here.
Yeah, almost a third of your campaign costs came from the Climate 200 group. And we now know the largest donors to that group were some of Australia's richest people. Can you see that it looks like, to anyone going through these numbers, that it looks like it took millionaires to get people like you elected?
Look, there were 11,200 donors to Climate 200. So it was a massive community movement. We had over 600 donors in my own campaign as well. And so, money is part of politics, unfortunately, and I think we should fundamentally change that. But let's be honest about how political donations really work. At the last election, is an estimated $300 million was spent by major parties. For the Labor and the Coalition, we don't know where 85% of that came from. We just have no idea what the sources of those donations were. So this is why we need fundamental change to the legislation in relation to political donations.
You've also called for a citizens' assembly, a supersized jury, to look at how to fund elections. Why would that model be beneficial?
Look, I think because people don't trust politicians to make up the rules for their own political, for funding their campaigns. I believe that if we actually listen to everyday people, got together a group, a bit like a jury of just people from broad parts of Australia, and said, okay, how do you believe politics should be funded? And they were given the time and resources to really debate that, listen to experts, then I believe they'd come up with some great outcomes. You see that very much in, we've seen other countries like Ireland use that same model to debate something really contentious, which was the abortion laws, and come up with a community, something that was backed by the whole community. I think if you can really put politics back in the hands of the community, if you can do politics differently, then I think we'll all be better off for it. And so that's why I'm a strong advocate for that approach to resolve political donations, because both major parties have had a chance to change the political donation regime, and neither of them have made the major changes. Both of them could have stopped Clive Palmer spending over $100 million on political donations, but they haven't. And so I think this is a change, I think, that we could really see a fundamental shift in political funding.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Independent Teal MP Allegra Spender, who represents, of course, the electorate of Wentworth. And you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.